Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Here's the man that you fear most in football staring you right in the face.
Mark Grody.
I call him a maniac. Stone maniac.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
You had to overcome the mystique. It was almost like an odor. He exuded a kind of a presence.
Sideline reporter for Bears Radio, WBBM.
His whole damn life was football. Wasn't driving a pretty car. Wasn't going to the local bar and pounding your chest, I'm the greatest. It was the opposite.
Mark Grody.
He was Moby Dick in a goldfish bowl.
Mark Grody with Parkinson Spiegel on 670 The Score.
Freshly back from beautiful Newark, Mark Grody, brought to you by global biotech company Horizon Therapeutics, where our mission to transform patients' lives is personal. He's on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Trent Dilfer in 20 minutes. Grody, how is Jersey?
Oh, it was wonderful. Stayed in a city called Jersey City, which is just right across the river from Manhattan. I had a pizza from Tony Bologna's. That's the name of it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of Tony Bologna's.
Nope.
But a little bit overrated, I would say, the pizza in New York. You know, what I've learned about the pizza in New York is just I'm a sauce guy. They're not big on sauce. So the Tony Bologna's was fine. It filled me up, but I was
sauce.
Not completely sick. Yeah, it's about the sauce. The sauce was not good on the Tony Bologna's. But Jersey City is a lovely place for sure.
Bears news of the day, sir.
Yes, Cody Whitehair, gentlemen. According to Bears head coach Matt Eberflus, of course, he suffered the knee injury in the game, never returned. He will miss some time, according to Matt Eberflus. Now, duh, but the good news is that he said without hesitation when asked, is this a thing where he's going to miss the rest of the season? He said no. He also was not sure if this would be an injured reserve situation, but Cody Whitehair will at least be missing the Minnesota game. That said, Matt Eberflus saying, at least today, that they will stick with the same offensive line minus Cody Whitehair, as in Sam Mustipher will continue to be your center. Lucas Patrick will now be the left guard. Tevin Jenkins at right guard. The tackles will remain the same, presumably, with Larry Borum at right tackle and Braxton Jones at left tackle.
As we learn to speak Eberflus, when he says he's going to miss some time, I think that's way more than just one game, right?
Probably. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm just saying that it's safe to say. I can definitely tell you he's going to miss the Minnesota game. As far as the October 13th game against Washington at home, I don't know, but I would guess, Speegs, that he's going to miss that game as well.
Lucas Patrick got overwhelmed right away when he got in there, but overall, what did you think of the effort of that entire offensive line there, Gross?
It was not good. I mean, they continued to be pretty good at run blocking. Also, yeah, they've been good at that this season, even though nobody really wants to see that. Everybody wants to see Justin Fields pass. It is just pass protection, which has been poor for the Bears offensive line this year. I mean, Justin Fields took way too many hits, you know, 5 sacks in the first half and just hit after hit after hit. And, you know, in my conversation with him after the game, I talked about that. And the first thing he said was, well, you know, indicating that it was bad, but it wasn't as bad as it was last week against Houston, which makes me wonder, and I should have followed up and been, okay, well, what happened to you against Houston beyond the fact that he did go into the injury tent to get checked for a concussion, but he kind of blew that off as if it wasn't much of a big deal. But now I'm curious as to where he was hurting the most throughout the week leading up to the Giants game, and then saying that the Giants game was not as bad, but they got to figure something out on that. You know, whatever they're trying, and they're not just going with the five men up front and say, yeah, go block. I mean, they're chipping extra tight ends. We see the tight end packages come in. You know, running backs, Khalil Herbert is not great at picking up the blitz. So I think that there are just problems all across the board on the O-line. And part of it, too, is you know, Justin Fields has been treated like a rookie quarterback and probably should be, as in defensive coordinators are salivating thinking that they can get to him. Wink Martindale, the defensive coordinator for the Giants, known for blitzing guys like crazy, wasn't even blitzing a ton yesterday, but they were still able to put the pressure on.
So the offensive line then going forward is going to be Braxton Jones, left tackle, Lucas yes. Patrick, left guard,
yep.
Sam Mustipher, center, Tevin Jenkins, right guard, Larry Borum, right tackle.
That is correct. That is correct. And it's interesting, Parco, because I learned that this week, you know, it was always a wonder if, you know, if Tevin Jenkins and Lucas Patrick, like which one of those two guys is going to start, because that still means something. I was told that Tevin Jenkins didn't practice with the starters this week, at least through Thursday. And the week prior,
wow.
Lucas Patrick supposedly was the better practice player, and that's why he had the distinction of starting. But I just find it interesting that this continues, although the Tevin Jenkins thing is not as big of a story as it was when we thought he might get traded, and we didn't even know if he's going to be on the roster. There continues to seemingly be something about Tevin Jenkins that they are skeptical about. Or is it just because they're so into Lucas Patrick because they paid him the money and they look at that guy as like a cornerstone of the offensive line? But the fact that at least through Thursday, and I'm going to assume that Tevin Jenkins didn't practice with the starters on Friday or Saturday either, but I just know from what I learned it was at least through Thursday he wasn't running with the starter. They weren't even thinking about it. But now they really don't have a choice. I mean, Michael Schofield in uniform yesterday, he was very present and very into what was going on with the offensive line, but I think that Tevin Jenkins is the guy. If you see Schofield in there over Tevin Jenkins at any point in time, then we know something is really wrong.
Is there a scenario like they say find the best five, right? That's what everyone says about your offensive line. Find the best five. What's the best five pass blocking versus run blocking? Because I'd be personally willing to sacrifice a little run blocking for some pass blocking.
Well, I mean, I don't know what your alternatives are other than the guys that are there right now, Danny. I mean, I'm not sure shuffling the guys around or bringing somebody else in.
I'm asking, like, is Riley Reiff a better pass blocker? Like, you know what I mean? You mentioned Schofield.
Well,
I'm not saying I have the answer to this. I'm wondering if, hey, we think we can be a great run blocking team, and that's the only thing we can really do well. So go here. I personally would be interested in a pass blocking combination if one existed.
Here's what I think about Riley Reiff. I think it's possible that Riley Reiff would be a better right tackle or left tackle on this team, but especially in the case of Braxton Jones, they put him in there, and Ryan Poles, Matt Eberflus, Justin Fields. Justin Fields was the one that said, I hope you guys don't expect this dude to be perfect. I think that their goal is to throw those guys in there and let them work through the pain. Now, if the pain, I keep using that word, if that becomes too great for Justin Fields, if you're putting your quarterback at risk, then you got to change something. And I do think it's possible that Reiff would be better at left tackle or right tackle at this point. I mean, Borum is struggling more than Braxton Jones, or has at least in the past game. So I think they may know that Reiff could be better, but their goal was to, hey man, we want to develop the second year guy and definitely our guy, the fifth round rookie and Braxton Jones.
Hey, Mark, in terms of specific Fields plays, we've talked about a few of them. The first down at the 13 in the first quarter where Komet's open on a little waggle for like 3, 4, 5 yards, but Justin just holds it and then takes a sack. But the 3rd and 10 where Mooney's running a vertical route and the shot from behind the quarterback, the still is out there and it's damning. Looks like it's a walk-in touchdown. If he lofts it up there to Mooney and he misses, they don't connect. Was that discussed today?
Yeah, it was, as a matter of fact, Spiegs. Matt Eberflus answered the question, and there was a misconnection. This one you could put on Darnell Mooney. Let's listen to Matt Eberflus here on that.
Yeah, that's a very basic play. You know, that's just, you know, vertical, you know, four vertical play, you know, and Mooney on that one's actually supposed to be bending across the formation. You know, he's supposed to be bending across. He wasn't that supposed to go vertical. So I think that kind of caught him off guard a little bit, but he certainly had time on that. Yeah, he certainly had time and could have rode the pocket there a little bit more, but he decided to take it because what we were telling him is that to take the check down or run on that when they're in that defense.
So Mooney ran the wrong route, but Spiegs, this was also a situation where still, you got to look where your receivers are, and a more experienced quarterback is going to know that Mooney ran the wrong route, but he's also probably going to see that the guy was wide open on that play. So the culpability, the blame definitely goes to Darnell Mooney, and Mooney even took the blame. He spoke today too, and he was like, yeah, that's on me. That's my fault. He literally said, I ran the wrong route. So it is Darnell Mooney's fault, but Justin Fields probably still could have found him.
Okay. Well, that's not one to just lambast Fields for all alone like he just missed it. Okay. Good context. Thank you.
Velus Jones made his debut, didn't get in on offense, and made a huge mistake on special teams. So not great. What did you see when you were there?
Yeah, it was interesting. I mean, he makes the muff, and he comes over to the sideline, and he's behind the entire team, and it's a football bench, it's a long bench, and he is just pacing back and forth, this long fast walk back and forth. And finally Lucas Patrick, and a couple veterans were kind of saying things, but finally Lucas Patrick stops him, and I don't know what he said to him, but it was obviously something of like, relax, man, it's okay. Because at that point Velus Jones Jr. did calm down, and he had to have felt awful, because it was an awful moment in the game for sure. But in terms of Velus going forward, I imagine he's still going to continue to return kicks and punts. I don't think he lost that job. And what about offense? Here is Matt Eberflus on what is coming up next for him in that regard.
For Velus Jones to make it on the field on offense, is that something like he's got to get his legs under him since he's coming off the injury, or do you need to see something more from him in practice as he gets back?
Yeah, I just think it's just building upon where he's at. You know, once we know that he's good to go and solid, we'll start building him in there, you know, as we go. But it'll be a small role, then a bigger role, and if he improves and goes, we'll just keep building it.
Okay.
That's about it. Yeah, simple.
Yeah, I was a little surprised that there wasn't any package of plays for him if he was healthy enough to play special teams. I mean, he was the top addition, arguably, to their offense. I mean, I know they signed Pringle.
And St. Brown.
But they used the 3rd-round pick. He was the 3rd guy that Ryan Poles drafted on Velus Jones.
And he is the kind of athletic weapon that they desperately need.
With speed and all that. So, I expected him to get a touch or two at least.
I do too, and I agree with both of you guys. I was very surprised. He did, I mean, at least one design play. I don't care what it is, a jet sweep, a running play, man, a simple screen pass, something careful right in the middle where the tight ends
hang Mark,
out.
Mark, this is a conservative bunch.
Yeah.
Of coaches. I mean, obviously some of the play calls and the decisions to accept the punts and to not trust the offense, that kind of thing. But also just in terms of their usage of people, this is Danny's worried that we might not have a progressive and aggressive coaching regime long term.
I don't know about long term. It certainly is that way right now. I don't think that Luke Getsy, and that's where a lot of this conservative play is coming from right now, I don't think of him that way. I don't think of any offensive coordinator, quite frankly, that way, except for John Shoup back in the day. So I think that eventually when they trust the quarterback and they trust the passing game, they could say all they want about how they trust the Justin Fields and they trust every – they're not trusting them right now. And once you get the offensive line in place, and I would assume that next year or even by the end of this year, that offensive line is going to look a lot different, and hopefully Fields continues to develop.
Got to go, Groats, but I saw that every offensive lineman got a loaf. Every single offensive lineman on the Fields fumble. It wasn't just Mustafer. Every single one of them got a loaf.
That was one. That's perfect. That's perfect, Speaks, because that was one of my nuggets. So you took care of it. You guys have a wonderful day. Look forward to listening to the rest of the show.
Thanks, Grody.
Thanks, Groats.
Appreciate
Bye, guys.
You.
Yeah. Loafs given to every lineman who just watched that ball bounce.
Trent Dilfer has been fascinating each and every week. He's made us feel better. He's been honest. He's been unbiased. What the hell's he going to say after whatever the hell that was? It's next on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.